right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Wednesday night, June 6th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Actually, this is the second time I was on RBN today. Earlier, I was on with John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report for the first hour. We had some very interesting phone calls from a lot of interesting people. We were talking about a controversial subject, and I'm not even going to tell you what that subject is. I'm just going to tell you that you should check out the RBN archives for Wednesday the 6th and listen to the National Intel Report, because I think you'll learn a lot. And I understand John read a very, in part of the program, John read a very interesting speech by the late former Congressman Lewis McFadden of Pennsylvania, and evidently they're going to be publishing that on the RBN website. But you should listen to the show. I think we had an interesting discussion with some very interesting callers representing some very different points of view. Well, folks, there's a lot to talk about here tonight. I didn't see the debate last night with Ron Paul, but I will tell you this much. It's very interesting. I say the debate with Ron Paul. Of course, Ron Paul was one of many Republican candidates in that debate. But what's very interesting in today's Washington Post, in the gossip section, in the style section, they have a story by a Washington Post staff writer about Ron Paul's one-man band in the Granite State. Young staffer hopes to put candidate on the New Hampshire map. Well, you know, it's one of these kind of interesting personality pieces about this young man who's working for the Ron Paul campaign. But I tell you something, in my estimation, for whatever it's worth, the very fact that the Washington Post has even bothered to do this story in the style section is kind of an acknowledgement that Ron Paul is out there and that he is having some sort of momentum. Because, you know, the Washington Post, like the New York Times, does everything it can to ignore Ron Paul. Now, granted, no pun intended, vis-a-vis the Granite State, but granted that they have put this in the style section, the gossip section. But as I've told you before on this program, a lot of times there's real news and real information buried in the style section of the Washington Post. The Washington Post, in some respects, is kind of a newspaper that's almost written in code. And if you understand that code, you sometimes get an idea about what the hell is really going on. All right, folks, when we come back after this break, I have some good news about Eustace Mullins and some very sad news about Christopher J. Belin of Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Down in the American Free Press office today and got a call from Bob from Washington. He's been a caller on this program, regular listener, and he brought me some very good news about the fate of Eustace Mullins. I believe I mentioned here in the program the other night, I had received word after making extensive inquiries with a lot of mutual acquaintances of Eustace and myself. I don't know if the grammar there is correct, but in any case, you know what I mean, a lot of mutual friends that Eustace and I have. No one seemed to know exactly where he is. Well, Eustace is, in fact, in a nursing home at this time, recovering from a stroke and also apparently some sort of other physical ailment, not of a serious condition. I believe it may have been a ruptured appendix. So Eustace apparently is on the road to recovery and is expected to return home. So that's very, very good news. You know, Eustace is, what, 83 years old, and sometimes when you're that age and you have a stroke or other forms of physical problems, you know, sometimes you just don't bounce back. But Eustace has bounced back many times, and I just want to say, let's all say a prayer for Eustace. That's good news, and thanks to Bob from D.C. for bringing that information to us. Incidentally, Bob also, it's interesting, we were having a conversation generally about the problems of our times, and Bob came up with an interesting catchphrase to describe generally who the enemy is. And he said, well, you know, folks, I just had a blank. It seldom happens to me. Bob said that our enemy was the Rothschild the Rothschild Banking Network, I believe he said. And I said, well, that's good because, no, he said the Rothschild Global Network. Forgive me, folks. He said the Rothschild Global Network, the RGN. And I said, well, I said, you know, I said, that's why we have RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, as a counter to RGN, the Rothschild Global Network. Although, actually, when I think of it, RBN, Rothschild Banking Network would be applicable, but I'm sorry to tell the Rothschilds we've already got the acronym RBN, so the Rothschilds can keep their RGN. Speaking of criminals, we know, of course, that Louis Libby got 30 months for perjury and obstruction of justice. Kind of funny, folks. Listen to some of the people who wrote letters to the judge pleading for leniency. Henry A. Kissinger, war criminal. Paul D. Wolfowitz, war criminal, who just got kicked out of the World Bank. for corruption. Ken Adelman, war criminal. Another one of these Jewish pro-Israel hardline neoconservatives. Richard Pearl, same description fits him. He says, having known Scooter Libby for many years, I'm unable to reconcile the man I know with the crime for which he has been convicted. Guess who else? Douglas Feith. Blah, 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 blah. Same description. James Wolfenson, former president of the World Bank. With all these former World Bank presidents, as I noted the other night, four out of the 11, including Eugene Meyer, the first founding president of the World Bank, were Jewish. That's a pretty good percentage. Well, with two former presidents of the World Bank in his corner, I would have to think that after Libby gets out of prison for 30 months, he's going to have something hot and sweet waiting for him. But then again, you know, he was the chief of staff for our zillionaire vice president, Dick Cheney, who obviously Libby was covering up for. I'm sure Dick Cheney can spare $5 or $10 million out of his substantial fortune as a payoff for Scooter Libby. So I doubt very much that Scooter is going to get raped in prison. I really doubt that. He's probably going to have it pretty nice. It's not going to be very nice for 30 months. Let's face it, you know, no matter how nice your prison is, it can't be really that nice. But I guarantee you when Scooter Libby gets out, he's going to get a big, fat bank account waiting for him in Tel Aviv or maybe in one of these Zionist-controlled Swiss banks. And that's something a lot of you folks don't know about. You hear about these banks in Switzerland, bank secrecy. The fact is, folks, there's some major Swiss banks that are Jewish-controlled. And when I say Jewish-controlled, I'm not even just talking about the ones that are Israeli-controlled. There are a number of famous Swiss banks in Switzerland, obviously, that are actually controlled out of Israel. But in any case, Scooter Libby is going to have a big pile of money waiting for him. I'm not worried about Scooter Libby at all. Kind of funny article in the Washington Times today talking about the loss of life in World War II. He says, the full impact of those losses hits when you walk back just a little bit from the coast and survey the acres of crosses and stars of David that mark the graves of the Americans who died on D-Day, which, of course, we are celebrating the anniversary of today. It was June 6, 1944. Well, there may be acres of crosses that mark the graves of the Americans who died that day, but there are not acres of stars of David. It'd be interesting to see how many stars of David there are actually in the D-Day cemeteries, in the World War II cemeteries. You know, as we talked about here on this program, in the opening scenes of the movie Patton, you see General Patton, played by George C. Scott, standing in front of a cemetery, and you see more Stars of David, practically, than you do crosses. It's kind of funny how the motion picture industry can plant not crosses in your brain, but ideas in your brain. Well, another little item here. Kind of interesting. Somebody writes today that there are reports showing that radicalism in the Muslim world and terrorism are spreading rather than diminishing. Well, I think we all know that's true. That has been a direct consequence of the invasion of Iraq by George W. Bush and his criminal advisors, the pro-Israel neoconservatives. But you know what's funny, folks? The people who are still so devoted to George W. Bush and his friends don't look at that fact situation logically and recognize that George W. Bush and his people were the cause of it. His friends in Israel were the cause of all this. Instead, they look at the fact that radicalism and terrorism are spreading rather than diminishing and say, well, that's all the more reason why we've got to invade all these other countries and kill these ragheads, kill these Muslims, kill these Iranians, kill these Syrians, kill these Saudis. And, you know, that's how people think. At least so many of the people who are following this Judas goat, George W. Bush, following him right down the road to Armageddon. It's an amazing thing, folks, that so many good people can be brainwashed, can be misled. But you know, it all comes back to one thing: the mass media in America, which is controlled by the Rothschild Global Network. And as I said earlier, RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is the radio alternative to the Rothschild Global Network and all those controlled mass media voices. So that's why you need to contribute, and I'm saying you need to contribute cash to RBN. Help out RBN. There's a new street address for RBN. If you don't have that, get your pen and paper handy, folks. And, of course, the toll-free number to call if you want to call in to make a pledge, the 800 number, that number is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. If you have PayPal and you want to make a donation by PayPal, you just go to republicbroadcasting.org. And here is the new street address for RBN, folks. It's in Round Rock, Texas, same as before. Round Rock, Texas. The street address is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You do get not just the alternative on RBN, but you get the truth, and you can handle the truth, and that is why RBN is here. So please do make a donation, folks. I was just reading here in the Washington area, the local classical music station was basically run out of business by its new owner, Zionist billionaire Dan Snyder. He and a gang came in and took it over and basically ran it out of business. Well, the local public broadcasting station started picking up classical music, and guess what? That classical music station, that public broadcasting station, has doubled its listeners, and their pledges that came in for people that wanted to listen to classical music doubled this past year. So you see, when there is a broadcasting company that's providing an alternative, good people do respond. And these days, classical music is an alternative because there's a lot of companies that don't want to handle it. So that's just the way it is here with RBN. RBN brings you things that you're not going to get anywhere else, and I guarantee you, not even on any of the other independent networks. So support RBN with everything you can. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, we'll address the sorry story of Christopher J. Blinn and his conviction by a jury of his peers.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Welcome back. I said I was going to talk about the sad story of Christopher J. Boleyn, but I received an email today in response to Friday night's show, and I promised the email sender that I was going to read it on the air because, it represents a lot of thinking among a lot of people in America. I had mentioned it's former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney was apparently considering running for the Green Party presidential nomination. And this gentleman just got around to listening to my Friday night show. He writes, "Cynthia McKinney for president? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? Look, this point cannot be made often enough or shouted loudly enough, so I will do it again. This romanticized sentimentality that you and so many other whites have regarding the downtrodden minorities is a deliberately induced, Jewish media-manufactured emotional poison that has been planted inside the brains of otherwise intelligent white people. This poison pill will kill us, Mike. The insane idea that to rescue us from the fate that our Jewish enemies have planned for us, that we have to beg for a Negro or some other non-white minority to be our savior, is the most nauseating, unmasculine, cowardly, gutless, and wimpish attitude that any white man or woman could possibly embrace, because it ain't going to happen, Mike. Our survival as whites is our responsibility. He says, I hear similar comments coming from the kind of whites who still cling to mainstream talk radio. At some level, they seem to be realizing that the white race is in the crosshairs of the ruling elite class, but their feeble Jewish poison brains are still too damaged to make the necessary leap to full-fledged white racial consciousness. And then to white nationalism, which is the only place to be if whites wish to survive and wish to fight as whites. Minorities are not going to be our saviors. This McKinney woman, assuming for one dreadful and frightful moment, if she were to somehow be elected as the president, would this Negro woman shut down our borders? Would she resist the temptation to import millions and millions of her fellow blacks from Africa to bolster the number of blacks in the American population? Would she adopt the pro-white nationalist platform? Come on, Mike, I buy your books and I listen to your show, but friend, this comment of yours is downright moronic. You need to stop watching your Song of the South Disney video and stop romanticizing about chummy, non-threatening Uncle Remuses. This is a fantasy world, Mike. 95% of blacks are dangerous, and the more of them that we have, that we whites have around us, the greater the number of Knoxville and Wichita massacres that we are going to have to endure. Well, you know, I wrote the gentleman back, and I use the term gentleman because he is a gentleman and a very articulate gentleman at that. I wrote him back, and I said, well, I said, given the choice between John McCain and Cynthia McKinney, who would you vote for? See, as I've always said, or in my opinion at any rate, I think Cynthia McKinney's got more guts than virtually everybody in the entire Congress, with the possible exception of Ron Paul and maybe one or two others whose names do not come to mind at this moment. But anyway, I wanted to read that because I have a feeling that there were more than a few listeners who responded in the same way when they heard me say that I would consider voting for Cynthia McKinney, and I still stand by that. I would vote for Cynthia McKinney, recognizing, of course, that she ain't going to win. But, you know, Cynthia McKinney called for an investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty, the anniversary of which we will commemorate tomorrow, or is it maybe the day after? In any case, the anniversary is coming up. You know, I have so many callers here, I think I'm going to forestall really commenting on the sad story of Christopher J. Boleyn in any detail at this point, maybe hold it for another night, because I suppose the story has yet to be told. He still faces sentencing, but suffice it to say, we have learned that apparently Mr. Boleyn was convicted, in fact, upon the basis of his own wife's testimony. His wife, Helia Brand Caskell, a former nude model, Helia Brand Caskell testified that, in fact, some of the, at least one of the officers who came upon the Boleyn property in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, did, in fact, display a small police badge. So Mr. Boleyn's own wife, Helia Brand Caskell, provided what appears to be the testimony that brought about his conviction on the charge of resisting arrest. Very sad, very interesting. Well, we will go to the callers. I will forestall further comment on the sad story of Christopher J. Boleyn.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have a full lineup of callers, and I'm just going to go right to the callers. Here is my own special prosecutor. If I ever became head of the Justice Department, I would appoint Jim from Texas as special prosecutor for everything. Jim, come on up.
Yeah, Mike. Sorry I missed you last night, but I was busy. It was one of my son's birthdays, and I was busy talking to him. But that's neither here nor there. But I would like to explain to your listeners exactly what happened with Putin and Russia in 91 through 93 or whatever. And this is the way it came down. Boris Yeltsin was a George Bush, but fatter and older. That's what happened. He sold his country out to the Jewish oligarchs, who there were 11 major Jewish oligarchs, 10 of whom were Jewish, and the other one looked like Woody Allen. That's all I can say. Okay? He sold them out. He sold all the major news media. He sold all the oil and mineral wealth. He sold it all out to the Jews while he was busy getting drunk on his vodka and looking like a buffoon that he was, kind of like our president today. But Putin managed to worm his way in, using them and agreeing with them until he had enough consolidation of power to where he could start evicting them, so to speak. That's why the Jews hate him so much today, because he went after the ones that control the news media, he went after the ones that control everything else, and he's weeded them out one by one. Some of who are hiding in Israel, some who are hiding in Great Britain. I don't know what you'd call it, Great Britain. It should be an expletive deleted Britain is what it should be called. But anyhow, this is what happened. okay? And that's why the American news media has turned on him like Daryl Bradford Smith turned on you and poor Mark Glenn.
That's a pretty good analogy. Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. I mean, you know, as I was listening to you describe that, you described that period of history in about, oh, maybe 10 sentences, and every single one of your sentences were fact-filled and direct. And that's the real story of Vladimir Putin, how he got to power, why he got to power, and what he did after he got to power. That's and now the way the media, the American media, and dare I say the gentleman who sits in the White House and calls himself the President of the United States, a roundabout way of describing that ruthless criminal war, that ruthless war criminal George W. Bush.
But the point I'm trying to make is that the American media loved Putin when Bush said, I looked into his eyes, and he's trustworthy, and he's practically a saint. And the media, oh, they were shouting accolades about Putin. Oh, he's such a wonderful fellow. But when he turned on him, okay, now all of a sudden he's a devil incarnate.
Isn't okay? that right? Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So people have to understand that anybody the Jews hate, he's probably a good fellow.
The John Birch Society in their magazine last month or the month before, whatever, I just saw bits and pieces of it, they had a big piece just slamming Putin and saying it's the return of communism to Russia and blah, 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 blah. You see, that's why I consider the John Birch Society Judas goats, because, and not all the members of the Birch Society, but the people who are responsible for the Birch line, they are misleading so many good American patriots and you know, making, you know, what they're doing is just what you said, following along with the establishment media. And I would just urge any member of the John Birch Society to consider the fact that their own publication is touting the very same line as the mass media in this country, this mass media that they otherwise distrust. And you've summarized it all well, Jim.
Mike, the John Birch Society is no worse or no better than the Woody Allen Society, who married his stepdaughter, by the way, and nobody talks about that. Now, who marries their stepdaughter and gets away with it? And gets away with it. That's the point. Not who does. I never heard anybody else that did, but they not only do it, but they get away with it. What does that tell you about the state of the American news media and American society? Here's a man that marries his stepdaughter, adopted stepdaughter.
I had actually forgotten that. Maybe I didn't want to remember it. Jim, I got a lot of callers here, but I got to move on. But you summarized the whole Putin situation as well as anybody I've ever heard summarize it. Thanks for that call.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All righty, Jim. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, did you get that communication?
I got it, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was interesting about the initials, too. I've thought about that myself before, so.
Okay. Yeah, you got it, all right. Yeah, what's going on, Mike?
Well, it's interesting. Jim just mentioned that about Putin. You know, ever since I saw him, when he arrested that, I think it was an oil or energy oligarch, Khodorkovsky,
mm-hmm.
when he touched down to refuel his jet, and he snagged him and he put him in a cage in front of the media. I was wondering, is this Khodorkovsky Jewish? He probably is. And is this Putin putting him in a cage because he's like a thinking human being and wonders why these Jews control everything and wants to give it back to him a little bit? And you know, my thoughts were correct. You know, I mean, it's amazing how all these oligarchs are Jewish. You would think there's no other race on the planet. There's just Jewish people control everything. I mean,
well, you know, the problem in Russia is that during that totally thoroughly corrupted Yeltsin regime, it was, as Jim pointed out, something like 10 out of 12 or 11 out of 14 or whatever, what have you. These guys were part of a clique. These guys were like, one of the guys was a cab driver 1 year, and then 5 years later headed the biggest oil company in Russia or something like that. And I'm only slightly exaggerating. There was just massive corruption there. And some of these guys have fled to Israel. Right. Or some have, as Jim said, one of them fled to, quote-unquote, Great Britain. So you know, this is what's happening there, and that's why Yeltsin, there are people who have disagreements with Yeltsin, but that's why, on the whole, Yeltsin is very, very popular in Russia. He is a, quote-unquote, populist in the classic sense of the word populist. And unfortunately, to be able to carry out these policies to try to take back the Russian economy for the Russian nation as a whole, he has had to clamp down on freedom of speech and freedom of political dissent. And he has clamped down on the media. And, you know, I tell you, as you know, I've said this before, as much of a believer in freedom of speech as I am, we haven't yet reached the point in this country where we are able to move against the mass media in this country. But I'll tell you what, that would be one of the first things we would have to do to take our country back. Sad to say.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about anti-Semitism in Europe and its history and being on the rise and all this stuff. I mean, I just have a simple question. What do you expect when a group of foreigners come into your land, soon rise to the top, control all the power and money, and, you know, keep it amongst themselves, these group of foreigners? What do you think the native population is going to be like? Oh, you know, that's fine. They earned it. I mean, where do these people think anti-Semitism comes from?
Well, absolutely.
It's just a natural human reaction. I mean, you would think that anti-Semitism arises from these native populations studying the Old Testament and making an educated decision that these Jews are bad because of the Old Testament. They know nothing about their religion or their history. They just see foreigners taking all their wealth.
The revolution in Russia, a lot of the Jewish Bolshevik revolutionaries who came in with that ruling group that came in and took over, they weren't even people from Russia. There was a couple New Yorkers. There were a couple, you know, a couple from England, I believe. I don't have the details handy at the moment, but that's exactly right. And of course, one of the first things they did was start killing off the Christian clergymen and the nuns, and you know, and eliminating the Christian ruling class. And I don't just mean the aristocrats. I mean the people in government and so forth. And that planted the seed. The Jews do not like to hear this, but what the Jews did in Russia and throughout Eastern Europe, as the Soviets moved throughout Eastern Europe and tried to take control and stage revolutionary regimes in the governments, the World War One era and post-World War One governments, that is what led to the rise of Hitler and to the rise of the popularity of Adolf Hitler among the non-German populations in Europe, because it was a reaction to the Jewish takeover in Russia and in some of these other countries. So that's just a sad fact that, you know, if they had behaved themselves when they took over Russia in 1917, if they had behaved themselves and not butchered millions upon millions of people, then perhaps we might not have the story today that 6 million Jews were killed during World War II.
Yeah, I mean, that begs the question, why are Americans so naive when it comes to the subject? Well, how come Eastern Europeans and all foreigners, whether it's Eastern Europe or my native Iran, they all know? I mean, my uncles from a young age were like just winking and nod, these Jews control everything, not in a mean way, but just in a factual way. How come Americans don't are so naive to this fact? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you know, you know what it is. They're told that it's an old wives' tale. I've heard it said one time that the Jewish control of the media was quote unquote an old wives' tale that some people take seriously. I mean, you know, I've known a lot of old wives, and most of those old wives never said that.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, I got to move on here, but I thank you for your call. I'll wait for that thing you're going to send me. All right, let's go to Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Michael,
how you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
All righty.
Hey, I was thinking while you guys, Jim and the last caller were talking about, what doesn't Ron Paul pull a Putin? And if he did, do you think he would be executed, or do you think he would be capped off or eliminated, That's the only thing I'm scared about. If the guy does get popular, which I really hope and pray that he does, that something's going to happen to him. Because I mean,
well, you know that's you know, I hate to say it, but you know, if it looked as though Ron Paul, well, first of all, I don't trust the computers that count the votes.
Yeah.
So even if Ron Paul, I mean, I'm absolutely convinced, and Jim Condit has followed this, and I should get Jim on here to talk about it. During Pat Buchanan's first campaign in the New Hampshire primary, he was leading, and then the computers broke down or something like that, and then all of a sudden when the computers came back up, and I'm giving you a general version of what happened, the specifics, don't quote me on this, but my memory of it is that when they kind of got the computers back up and recapitulated the vote, as George Wallace used to say, they discovered that Pat Buchanan actually hadn't won the New Hampshire primary.
Well, I know New Hampshire counts their ballots by hand still.
That strikes a chord in my memory. If I recall correctly, Pat won everywhere where the vote was counted by hand. But in the places where the computers counted the vote, where they used computerized voting, Pat somehow coincidentally lost in all those places by just enough of a margin that his paper ballot vote somehow got plowed under, snowed under by the computer. So I guess what I'm saying about Ron Paul is that if they even allowed him to win any primaries, and if it looked as though he was getting close to the Republican presidential nomination, it could be problematic for him.
I don't know why you say that.
It could be problematic. God, you know, I hate to talk that way, but I mean, but that's what's going through everybody's mind.
The Northrop Grumman makes the counting machines, and with that's just hard to trust. And the Russian thing that you guys were talking about, have you listened to the Jim Condit interview with Christopher John Birkin?
No, I do want to listen to that. From what I've heard, I don't agree with the thesis. From what I've heard about it, I don't agree with the thesis. But I'm not saying it's entirely wrong. And but I haven't listened to the whole thing.
Have you listened to Jim Condit's version about Zionism and Hitler? And
oh, that's what I thought. That's what I thought you were referring to.
Yeah, the Final Solution. Have you seen that movie that he did?
No, I haven't. I have not seen it, but I've read about it, and essentially, this is without having seen it, from what I've heard the description of it, I disagree with the thesis for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole, for the primary reason that the Nazi collaboration with the Zionists, which indeed was very real, had its limitations. And one of the limitations was that the Nazis realized, in retrospect, that it was not very good politically for them to start promoting a lot of Jewish immigration to Palestine for the simple reason that they didn't want to inflame the Arabs. So that put a real crimp in the Nazi collaboration with the Zionists. And so it's a very, I've read a lot about the subject over the years, and while it's a very attractive thesis to suggest that Adolf Hitler was a tool of the Zionists, and a lot of people like that because then they can say, well, I'm anti-Zionist because, well, the Zionists were with Hitler, and I'm certainly anti-Hitler but not anti-Jewish, it starts to become very convoluted, and a lot of times most of the people are not familiar with the entirety of the story,
yeah.
And while the history shows there was a collaboration between the Third Reich and the Zionists, it was not as intense or as directed as it's widely believed. And there's a thoroughly fallacious book out there called Hitler, the Founding Father of Israel, or something like that.
Yeah,
the book has received far too much promotion and far too much credibility in the minds of a lot of people who have read it. And the book, I've read the book. I have a copy of it around here somewhere. The book should have never been published. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to have Jim on the show one evening, and we'll talk about that.
That would be great, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jeff. All right. We have a couple more callers left in the final few minutes. I'll try to squeeze as many of you in as I can. Stay tuned, folks. Michael Collins Piper here.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live from Washington. You know, I'm going to be having a visitor this weekend. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Suffice it to say, it's an internationally known anti-Zionist writer and spokesman, lecturer, statesman. Going to be visiting my home this coming weekend, and I'll be able to bring you the details about that on Monday. But suffice it to say, I'm looking forward to the visit by this individual. Should be very interesting. Anyway, we have quite a few callers here and not enough time, but we're going to go to Patrick from Georgia. Patrick, come on up.
Hello.
How you doing, Patrick?
Doing good, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I wanted to comment on the debate. First of all, did you happen to catch the debate the other
night?
No.
I fortunately or unfortunately don't get cable, so I missed
it. Okay.
All right.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to point out to the listeners mainly, I guess, possibly yourself, that the fact that the whole thing was controlled and orchestrated by Jews. Number one, you had Wolf Blitzer, who was up there asking the questions. picking out the candidates who he wanted to answer specific questions. Ron Paul was asked the least questions of any of them. They certainly didn't want to hear anything he had to say on anything. I think they asked three questions, but anyway, it was a two-hour debate. At the intermission, or the halfway point, Wolf Blitzer turned things over to his pal, Larry King, who was Jewish, to find out what his comments and thoughts were. Then after Larry King made his comments, he turned things over to Anderson Cooper, who was Jewish, to get his comments. And then Anderson Cooper turned things over to a third guy. I can't remember his name, but I know he's another Jew. So you basically had four Jews controlling this whole thing and telling the American people their thoughts and giving us their impression.
Patrick, now, I didn't know Anderson Cooper was Jewish, which I guess that just proves that I'm not an anti-Semite, because a good anti-Semite would know he was Jewish. But even just for the sake of argument, say I'm right and you're wrong, the fact is we do know that Wolf Blitzer is. This guy used to be, I think, associated with AIPAC. Larry King, who is just basically a blowhard fool, is very much a hardline Zionist. You didn't remember the name of the fourth person, but I think it's safe to say then at least 50% of the people definitely were.
Well, the only people who were giving us their opinions of the debates and telling us their spin on what each person said were Jews. But anyway, the other thing that was most particularly interesting about the debate was the fact that during the second half of the debate, they had people asking questions from the audience. And then at one point, they had a young woman stand up and ask the question, "What is your definition of an American?" And are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had the poor girl stood up and said, "What is your definition of an American?" And so they first of all went straight to Mitt Romney, and they didn't give Ron Paul a chance to answer this question, which would have been great. But anyway, by the time Mitt Romney finished his answer, Wolf Blitzer interjected himself into the process and said, "Wait a minute." And he asked another question. He rephrased the question to the rest of the candidates so that they specifically wouldn't have the opportunity to answer the question that the girl had asked.
Talk about news management. Well, Patrick, we are getting managed by the news here, or rather by the music, which means the hour is up.
Well, thank you for taking
quickly.
The call.
But thanks. That's very interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to check into that debate. All right, apologies to our other callers. We couldn't get you up tonight, but God willing, as our Muslim friends, inshallah, we will be here tomorrow night. So stay tuned now for more good programming with Rick Adams. Got an email from somebody today asking if I knew Rick Adams. I said, yes, he's a good man, and he is. So stay tuned for Rick.